Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, Fidel Curry Lee here. So can we all agree that mental health is okay to discuss and doesn't have to be so taboo? Life throws curveballs at us on a daily, and the least we can do is cater to the relationship that we have with ourselves. So catch a new episode of my podcast, Because Life, every Wednesday to hear me and a mental health professional go there. As we dive deep, be vulnerable, probably cry, and definitely laugh to discuss issues we all battle that become part of our mental health journey. Look, I get it. Life is hard, but talking about it together can make it a little bit easier. Tune in every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room. Hi guys, it is me, your host Amanda. Today I am actually Solico. I feel like I just have so much to talk about with like pop culture and celeb stuff that's going on. And it's like, why do it in 15 second stories that end and cut me off after four frames when I can do it here and yap your freaking ear off and have a fucking conversation with my best friends. So much going on, you guys. But let's start with like me. Me. Okay, so this weekend I went away with my family. We went to the Sagamore Lake George. It was fucking beautiful. Only when I got there did I realize that a vacation with a baby is not called a vacation. How was I supposed to know that? What fucking handbook was I given when I got pregnant, when I was born, whatever, that said like, no, bitch. It's not a vacation anymore. It's called a trip. Like, who knew? Like, I didn't fucking know that. I was like, oh, vacation, hashtag vacation. And like, yeah, my mom was there, but my mom, and she's the most amazing thing alive. I freaking love her. She's not like a full-time grandma. And like, nor probably will I be. Like, I'm also about living my life. She also wants to get a tan. So like, as much as she's amazing with like kissing and loving, and she's the best mom freaking ever, but like, she wants to live her life. Like, she wants to lay by the pool. She wants to get on the boat. My sister and my brother-in-law rented like a boat and did like the water skiing. My mom got on it. I was like, no problem. I'll just stay here with Noah. So it's like, it's not like the trips that the Kardashians take and they travel with the kids, but they have 17 nannies. So it's soup's different because like, could I tan? No. Do I have a mom tan equaling in a one-piece bathing suit tan line from being in the pool and like hopping up and down while Noah's in his like blow-up thing with it? I mean, it's just a different life. It's a new life. Who dis? But you know what? It still did give me like the peace of mind, you know, that comes with just leaving the city. People that live in the city know like, A, the city is freaking awful in the summer. It's like walking behind a bus just like your entire day, and there's no water source to exit to unless you drive to like Queens or I don't know, deep in Brooklyn, and go to an ugly beach with, you know, dirty sand. So, you know, just leaving the city and seeing green and lakes and views, and at some point the baby fucking goes to sleep, and that's when you can have a fucking glass of wine and look at the view and chill the fuck out. So it was really amazing and much fucking needed. And thanks for your support in me vacationing. I want to talk about so many things, you guys, because I cannot deal with the fact that it was Kanye West's birthday, which sometimes I'm like, oh shit, Kanye's a Gemini? Like, duh, Kanye's a Gemini. Just like realizing people's astrological signs, because I'm not super into that, but like just because I'm a Gemini, I know what a fucking crazy ass bitch a Gemini is. And I'm like, oh, Kanye's a Gemini. That makes sense. Obviously, we were all waiting to see what Kim's post is going to be for him, if at all. So it started with Khloé's post. She posted a picture of her, Tristan, Kim and Kanye in the water. Now, Kanye was with a t-shirt, which is like kind of weird, you know, me at summer camp vibes a la 1994. But she wrote a really cute thing. She was like, brother for life. And Kim commented with a fucking balloon. Outrama. That fucking broke my heart. I was like, wait, is Kanye getting a fucking balloon under Khloé's post for Kanye's birthday? But like, we should give Kim more props for that, because we know the Kardashians are loyal fucking bitches till the end. They're ride or die shit. So she ended up posting like a picture of the whole family and wrote like, love you for life. But like the U, just the letter U, which like if I was a linguistics expert of like whatever, I'd be like, not even using the Y-O-U. Like, think about you texting a guy that like you are thinking like, oh, should I write like the full U or just like U, the letter? So it was like, love you for life, exclamation, totes friends vibes, totes divorce vibes. I mean, we know they're getting divorced, so it's still, it's not like an Easter egg thing, but it's still just shocking when you're like, it's sad because I looked back at, you know, her post 2 years ago and like he was her husband and she loved him and it didn't work out. And it is really sad, you know, even in the episode of Keeping Up where she cries to her sisters and is just like saying how she feels like a failure that it didn't work, you know, for the kids. I just can't say kids without saying kids, like Courtney. So it's really sad. And then, you know, poor fucking Khloé. Listen, I posted the other day, you guys remember the gallon water bottle that I bought that I'm a fucking idiot and didn't know that it would arrive like half of my body and I returned it. But Khloé actually started this kind of trend. Well, maybe it was TikTok, so don't at me about that. But Khloé got me to know what it was. So a gallon water bottle that says like, keep going, you can do this all day. So you finish a gallon with her giant like fingernails. And I don't know what, it didn't look that big, but when it arrived in my freezing self, like literally it was all of me. That's what it felt like. So I was like, I am not lugging this shit around. I will pour my water out of my Brita and like whatever. But then I had FOMO because everyone was getting it and doing this challenge that I actually bought the half gallon size. So you can do that just to feel not left out. But anyway, so Khloé was posting that. Everyone literally got it because of her. She literally was just influenced us. And then yesterday, without thinking, she just came on Instagram. She popped on, you know, with a filter gazillion. And was like, hey guys, like love that you all are getting this bottle because of me. But like I saw a lot of you are pouring actual water bottles, like plastic water bottles into this reusable bottle. And like, that's not the vibe. It kind of irks me. Like, that's not the point. This is supposed to be like a sustainable vibe, not only like a drinking a lot of water vibe. Obviously, Twitter goneth wild, which is like, I don't know. Like, can... Okay, so Twitter went wild, obviously saying, are you fucking kidding us, Khloé? You're the giantest hypocrite. You do, you know, you throw every birthday party with a gazillion balloons that destroy the environment. You fly on private planes all the fucking time, you know, jet fuel a la fucking gazillion. Who are you to tell us about water bottles and pouring them in? So do I get the point of that? Yes. Do I get it? Totally. But like my vibe, which a lot of people are like, you're just like a Kardashian defender. They can do no wrong. No, it's actually just that like, is she not doing everything she could possibly do to reduce her environmental footprint? A hundo. Could she fly coach or even just like on a plane with other people to save in like the fuel going into the sky, air, atmosphere, earth? 100. But like she's specifically talking about the water bottle. She wasn't shaming water bottle buyer. She was just saying, you guys, the point of this is to this. So like, let's try to do that. At least it's a step in the right direction. At least she's getting other people to do it. You know, it's small stuff for Chloe, giant stuff for mankind, small stuff for Chloe, small step for all of us copying Chloe, and it can make some kind of impact. I mean, I try to recycle. You know, I fucking try to recycle. Like, does that mean I don't use a plastic straw sometimes? Yeah, I use a plastic straw. Like, yes, Chloe is on a greater scale because of the private jets and the balloons and whatever. But then I got a message from like a balloon vendor that worked with them and said that they're biodegradable balloons, which like I secretly want to believe. So I'm just going to go with that. And I posted like a leave Coco alone because I don't think we understand like how much fucking hate and criticism Chloe gets, specifically even Chloe, I feel like, all fucking day. Like she literally has to defend her face, her body, her relationships. Like, you know, now didn't she send a cease and desist to like that alleged baby mama of like another Tristan baby? Like, it's just like her life is so much and she still tries to lead with kindness, which I totally get the vibe. Like she just like posts these inspo quotes, which like I get why now. She just wants to be like, if I lead with kindness, maybe other people will follow suit and not be dicks. And like, I don't really go on Twitter, but I saw to see what people were saying about the water bottle, all I saw was like, and she's fucking Michael Jackson and like, what is her face? And literally like she was using an Instagram filter. Like, yeah, one of those excessive ones that I also don't really like, but like, obviously she didn't fucking get facial surgery. She's not changing her face every day. She's not buying a new face every day. It's just wild to me that people say that and don't realize it's a filter. And like, yeah, did she have work done? Is she getting Botox fillers? Did she probably get, you know, as fat implanted? Should they not be, you know, the model, role models to look up to as young girls or even young women or even women? Yes, but like, we don't need to then tear a person apart. I really, really believe that Chloe is a good person and she doesn't deserve it. But like I said earlier, she, out of the whole family, was the first that posted for Kanye, and Kim posted the balloon. And then one commenter wrote, it doesn't even make sense. These trolls don't even make sense. She wrote, I'm sorry, Kim. The whole brother for life thing is too petty for me. Your sister bond should be much more strong than feeling the need to say that. Your divorce was so hard on you. Even the picture is just uncalled for. There are so many other pictures. Google could have been her friend. This wasn't cute, but I'm glad you're being strong through it. Basically like defending Kim as if Kim, this troll is assuming that Kim is on bad terms with Kanye, which obviously this person doesn't know the Kardashians because they wouldn't be on bad terms with their baby daddies and someone they were in such a long, loving relationship with. Nor would Chloe post a picture of the four of them if Kim wasn't cool with that person. Like, what? Like, get a life. So Chloe writes back, which I loved. I feel like she's just fucking fed up. Chloe wrote, why are you even commenting on something you know nothing about? You don't think me and my sisters talk about one another's feelings? We are with one another every day. This is my family, not yours. Don't comment as if you know unless you actually know, weirdo. So it was the weirdo for me. Like, yes, that needs to fucking be said. Weirdo because A, you spelled every word wrong in like her comment. The comment was entirely unnecessary. It made no sense. It has no relationship to the fucking present or the reality. So it just pissed me off. And I'm glad Chloe spoke on it. Okay, guys, you know when you go to shop online and you get to the checkout page and there's a field that says promo code, but you don't have one and you are like, should I search the entire internet looking for one or should I just pay this and have this little blank promo code field taunt me? Well, guess what? Neither, because there is Honey, okay? Honey is a free online shopping tool that scours the entire internet for deals. Isn't that wild? You don't have to do freaking anything. It just literally looks all over the internet for a coupon for your purchase. And then if it finds a working coupon, you'll boom, you'll see the prices drop. It's so fun when it does that. It's like searching, it'll 10% off, 20% off, 25% off. Like Honey will just save you freaking money. Okay. And it's free. So just do it. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/notskinny. Okay, you guys, that's important that you go to this URL to get Honey, add it to your little browser. And every time you online shop, which I know you do all day or day, it's going to get you a freaking discount if one exists in the interweb. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/notskinny. not skinny, you guys. If you don't already have Honey, you're straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. So you're welcome. Thank you. And I don't recommend things that I don't use. And I've legit used Honey even before promoting them on this podcast. So love the fact that I'm partnered with them. So go to joinhoney.com/notskinny, you guys, to get Honey and start shopping with a discount without making any extra effort. You're welcome. I just want to tell you guys that I'm personally offended. Okay, my first podcast with Jackie Schimmel 2 weeks ago, where I told you guys first about Courtney responding to my DM, which oh my God, I died. Oh my God, I died. Oh my God, I died. Hyperventilated, spasms, aneurysms. How do you go on with life? How do you move the fuck on? And the fact that she was so sweet and the fact that she was I don't know. It was just, listen, but you guys, I'm realistic. I don't think we're going to be best friends. I don't think, so many people were get on a fucking flight, tell her you're in LA. No, I don't actually believe she's going to shake salads with me. Of course I'm going to keep manifesting, but I'm not going to show up at her double gate and be hey babe, I got us a chicken Asian salad from Health Nut. Are you ready? No. I understand that she's being nice. I understand that she probably likes me and appreciates my love for her. And yes, she said she finds me hilarious, but I'm going to be realistic. It's going to be really hard to transition from this fandom. And I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to all of a sudden, you guys, change. Don't worry. I'm not changing on you. I'm not going to all of a sudden pretend that I'm not the same fucking dumb bitch that is Courtney's, fan page. But anyway, so I told you guys about it on the Jackie Schimmel episode. We all freaked out, loved it. Then I literally continued the conversation on my episode with Pia last week, which, fucking ended in the fact that she told me to come to LA and shake salads with her. I fucking die. And then, you guys, since then, it's I'll see her little face on the bottom of my stories, just watching my stupid shit. And I'm it's almost when you see your crush watching and you're oh my God, I can't believe he's on that. I'm buzzing that. But I can't think like that because then I wouldn't be able to do what I do. So it's just it is what it is. And another funny thing that happened this week in the Kardashian world, Jason, is that Steph Shep posted her second workout of the day. And then she tagged me and wrote, second workout of the day, sorry, not skinny, but not fat. Which literally skull emoji, because obviously they're seeing that I'm making fun of the two workouts a day, and obviously I'm in the talks, and obviously we're all dying over it, and hashtag blessed for reals, because in my wildest dreams did I ever think it would get around there. And it just feels really nice that they can be in on the joke, which is part of what I fucking love about them, you know what I mean? But anyway, in Kravis world, they continue to be too fucking cute for words, which I cannot deal with. The latest thing was that, first of all, Travis's Instagram activity, you guys, will not cease to blow me away. If you would have asked me before I started following Travis, which I hadn't before Kravis, I would have been oh, he for sure pops on just for promoting his tours or maybe posting his kids' birthdays. But did I think he was a basic chuggy bitch on Instagram every single day, reposts every single post he's tagged in, including stories and posts. Even if you post something with him, a friend of his, obviously not a fan, he'll post, reshare it on his story. So he's such a chug on Instagram. He does boomerangs. He does selfies. He does his pout, which I think I posted a throwback to his yearbook, and he's been pouting since the 70s. Okay. Pouting, which I really still can't decide. You know how I posted that TikTok of about Megan Fox and MGK, where this chick was are they really hot, or is she carrying all the weight of the hotness on her back? Do her knees hurt because she's so fucking hot for the both of them? So that's what I'm wondering about Kravis. Am I so obsessed with them because I'm obsessed with Courtney and I think Courtney's the hottest thing alive and she makes both of them super hot and whatever? No. Okay. This is it. I know that Travis is lovely. I know that he's such a lovely person. So I'm obsessed with that. I'm obsessed with the fact that he's good for Courtney, and I'm obsessed with the fact that he loves his kids. We know he's a good dad from Meeting the Barkers. We know he's obsessed with Courtney. Am I attracted to him? That is my question. I'm still not sure that I would want to have sex with him. like without Courtney there. Like throuple, yes. Jasmine, I mean, let's be honest, yes, I would, because he's probably insane in the membrane in the bed. Yeah, okay, I've decided. Okay, but anyway, so Travis posted a blood vial. It says that his date of birth, and Courtney reposted it. So now he's not only reposting, whatever, he's also soft tagging, which copyrights go to Carol Radziwill because she made this up. Okay, soft tagging is when you want to tag someone in a story so they can share it, but you don't want their handle to show. So you basically drag it off the screen. Okay, so he soft tagged her in that. So she reshared the vial of his blood with a black heart. So like, what the fuck? Like, what the fucking fuck? Like, I'm really glad you're so in love. You're like sharing everything, like here for it, live for it. But you can't do that. That's like an Easter egg. Like, what is this? Is this a vampire facial? Is this genetic testing for the twins? Is it a vial of blood around your neck a la Angelina Jolie, who, by the way, just celebrated her 46th birthday, and Billy Bob Thornton or Copycats, my couple name for them is MGKMF. Who copied that? Which, by the way, can we just talk for 1 second about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly? Because they, yes, super, super hot all over town. They were just caught by the paparazzi. He got a speeding ticket on his motorcycle. And they were obviously legit like making out in the corner while getting written up for the ticket, which is super hot. And I'm not here for mom shaming. And I know we don't know everything, but like, where are her kids? Like, where are her beautiful boys? Because I'm not seeing many of these paparazzi shots, and she's legit at every one of his concerts. Love it. Live your life. But like, what's happening? Also, Brian Austin Green, aka Bag, is with Sharna from Dancing with the Stars, and they're like super Instagram fish, and they actually seem pretty cute. I kind of ship. Honestly, I kind of ship. So anyway, really waiting to see what the vial of blood is. If my BFF would just tell me, we would be super, super, super good. Also, her and Addison hung out again. Courtney and Addison hung out again. And there was a street that was like, you know, it's summer when Courtney and Addison are twinning again, which like, as much as I love Courtney, and you guys know I've grown to love Addison because of her song. And I just honestly feel like she's just a good, happy, positive person and seems like a good role model for girls her age. Their friendship still seems bizarre to me, and not only because of the age difference, also because I always feel like there's something attached to it that seems kind of like transactional. I don't know why. It always seems like kind of like, wait, are you that good of friends, that obsessed with each other, that much in each other's life? Or is there always something kind of like transactional about it? Something that has to do with making money, something that has to do with like a product. I'm not like completely buying that friendship. Also the matching, I don't know. I just feel like it's a lot and unnecessary, and it's not something I can get down with or would get down with aside from when I was like 12. So see, I'm not like blind in love. I don't have my pink glasses on. There are things that I still don't ship even about Courtney, honestly, you guys. We work hard, you guys. We deserve nice things. Our body deserves good things. Our hair deserves good things. Not just like, oh, go to CVS, pick up the cheapest shampoo and conditioner. No, you deserve customized freaking hair care, okay? I've been using Pros and the customized formulas for, I feel like, a couple years already. Like, honestly. And ever since I started using it, it actually changed my life. I started washing my hair only like twice a week or something, like literally can go so far between washes. And I just love it. I feel like I deserve it. A customized hair care shampoo and conditioner. They also have like a mask and an oil and everything you need for hair care. But what's so great about it is that it's personalized, and not only because it says your name on it and you can pick the scent and like all of that, but because you take this consultation that you answer all these questions about your hair, the type of hair, length, even the zip code you live in to kind of calculate pollution, what's going on in your environment. But super, super duper easy. And at the end of it, it tells you what your formula is and you can choose your products. Super duper easy. And I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Like, I'm telling you, it's the real deal. And you can get 15% off. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it, literally. So take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off of your first order today. Go to pros.com/notskinny. That's pros, PROSE.com/notskinny for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off. So, moving on, you guys, The Bachelorette came back. I know so many people were like, I'm not watching this season. Like every season, people vow they're not going to watch anymore. They hate it. They think it's changed. Chris Harrison, by the way, is officially gone. He also made a statement that he's leaving. We know from behind the scenes that he basically got a big fat 8-figure payout to leave because he literally hired a killer shark lawyer saying, hey, ABC, if you're not going to give me, or maybe he wanted to stay too, but basically, is it extortion? Basically, he got the payout, the 8-figure payout, which took me 2 days to figure out that that means like 10 million, like double digit millions, and not, I was like 100 million. People say it's probably like 25 million, that if he threatened that if he wouldn't get that payout, he would leave and legit blast everything he knows about the show for the last 17 years, which we can assume that shady shit has gone down. And I wish we could have known what the fuck that was, because it would have been a lot. And the fact they gave him the 25 mil means the like, whoa, like what has gone down? What would he have told us? Like, wow. So anyway, he's gone. I know that for Bachelor in Paradise, they were saying that they're going to bring in different like guest hosts, like David Spade, who's hilarious, by the way. And he does hilarious Bachelor commentary every episode as well, like I do. But he's obviously a hilarious comedian. So I know he's going to guest host for Bachelor in Paradise as well. And I think Reality Steve already posted who's going on Paradise, by the way. If you guys like that kind of spoiler shit, it is out there. Anyway, you guys, so The Bachelorette actually exceeded my expectations because I wasn't a huge Katie stan. I was kind of like, why is she becoming The Bachelorette? Like, what did she do? Her and Matt didn't even have a connection. I don't even think they French kissed. Like, they had that date, remember, that Tyler crashed. And, like, it was the first time we've ever seen Matt happy because he's actually only happy when Tyler C is around. So they had, like, no chemistry. Nothing was going on there. She got kind of, like, a bump in likability because she was, like, going against the bullying that was happening that season. And that was kind of like, everyone was like, wow, she's so amazing. So it's kind of like the best of the worst kind of vibe, if you know what I mean. But I think that she actually proved that she has a different vibe than most bachelorettes. I think she proved that she has a different vibe than most bachelorettes. She's not, you know, the cookie cutter Revolve vibes. Like, she has her own thing. She's quirky. She's cute. She's sex positive. Fucking drinking game. When she says sex positive, take a fucking sip, because that's going to be said a lot this season. I think I have some high hopes. There are some cute guys, but as always, you guys, as always, our issue is who's coming for the right reasons. And the answer is absolutely no one. Because who the fuck goes on the show to find love, and what hot people can't find love in real life? But most disappointing was Greg Gropey, I think his last name is, that we all died for, which, like, I hate when I feel so not special, when I'm like, oh my God, I love this guy. And then, like, everyone loves him. Like, I'm really not special because literally everyone's obsessed with him. So literally no, like, I'm not special. I'm just not special. So there was this really cute guy, Greg Grippo, already articles about him all fucking over, E! News, everything, because everyone got obsessed with him because he's so cute and so shy and so adorable. And he's kind of like that grateful emotional emoji that Gen Z uses, but also we do because we want to be cool. And they hooked up and she gave him the first impression rose, and he's so shy and so nervous. But then what do we see, guys? Little old Greg Grippo went to acting school, Espier in New York City. So probs not camera shy, probs yes, wanting to elevate his acting career. Listen, I have been burned too many times by Bachelor Nation. Like, I am not going down that path again. And most likely when we're all like really excited about someone and we're like, oh my God, they're the real deal. They're not. So I'm literally gonna backtrack and say Greg Grippo has to fucking prove himself now after that acting school. I'm like, oh my God, you guys. And then you guys in 2 seconds find his acting, you know, class pick. And I'm like, oh, fuck me in the butt. And I won't be Tyler C. duped again. Like, I won't be thinking this guy is everything and more. He wants babies. He's wanting kids. He just wants kids because all of his nieces and nephews. No, Greg. You want to be an actor. You want to be famous. Let's move the fuck on. Seriously. But anyway, I really do have high hopes. I know Blake M is coming back, which like the rodent, you know, animal life, whatever they gave him. But I really think Blake is cute. I really, really do. But it is hard because there's such a crazy thing happening in Bachelor Nation where on one hand, it's like nobody's coming for the right reasons. Everybody's coming to get famous or advance their career. But at the same time, we can't take away from Bachelor Nation that there are couples that find love and end up together. I mean, that's real life. Even Dean Unglert, okay, is with Kaylin. They're so in love. They're so happy. They bought a house together in Las Vegas recently. He actually just went on Jason Tardik's new podcast, which is actually with Dear Media. And he actually spilled all about how, you know, he basically went on the show and on a bunch of seasons to make money because, you know, he wants to live that van life, that traveling lifestyle. The only thing that worries me about Daylan, that's their couple name. I really shouldn't be speaking on public platforms with my, you know, lack of sleep due to my baby. But the only thing that worries me about Daylan is, it doesn't even make sense, is the fact that he's so into like extreme sports and anything too extreme, like scares me. Like if you need to jump out of a hot air balloon every day and like I need to push you for it to be more adrenaline-y and like we need to like crash 3 motorcycles a day and you need to like backflip off a mountain, then like we're gonna have issues. Like A, good for Kaylin because that's a lot. But like how are you gonna settle down ever and like be home and watch TV if like you need that kind of shit? But I mean, listen, I still ship them and their aesthetic that I could never have. But anyway, so yeah, I'm looking forward to the season. I think we'll be surprised. I'm not sure that any of the girls from her season like wished her good luck or like, where was the love? Where was the love, guys? But speaking of Bachelor Nation, Matt James and Rachel Kirkconnell are going strong. They were even at like a game the other day with his mom. I am wondering if he was rubbing both their thighs at the same time since we know he loves a little thigh rub for his mama. I wonder if she's like a Barb part two. There are kind of Barb vibes, a little bit of a mommy complex vibe, but it's such a, you know, my husband, like I wouldn't want him as my son because I feel like I want more love than he gives his mom. He's like, thanks, mom, make me a sandwich. I don't fucking want that shit. I want a Matt James. I want a Let Grow. I want a Pilot Pete. I want him to be like, mom, like, I'm sorry. But then again, I know that like, the son you want isn't the son that the girls want. Do you get what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm happy for them. They seem super, super happy and they overcame their issues, which is great. I hate his beard. He needs to get rid of it. I'm sure she doesn't die for his beard. I am freaking sure, you guys. Another couple of Bachelor Nation that has been sparking some rumors lately is Zaysha, Zach and Tayshia, who are like one of my faves because Tayshia is just like a ray of fucking sunshine. And Zach is like the realist. He's the only person on Bachelor Nation that I feel like lately came for the right reasons. And he's legit and has a real job and is not trying to be an influencer and is not trying to be on social media and loves his queen. Clarking loves his queen. People were getting worried lately because Tayshia was like out and about and like going out and like she came to New York and she actually wasn't staying with him. It seemed like she was at a hotel or Airbnb. He also didn't post because Tayshia and Caitlin Bristow are like, I love how they're not saying hosting, they're saying like helping kicked on the season, which they're cute, right? You guys, like, they're cute. They're, like, giggly. They're, like, hey, oh, yeah. They're cute. And I really do think Tayshia is, like, a ray of sunshine. I just feel like she's such a positive Penny. She's so cute. But so we were getting worried because we were, like, wait, Zach didn't pose for Queen? Like, he didn't congratulate her, like, debut of, like, role on The Bachelorette. But then, I mean, we got kind of paparazzi photos from this past weekend where they were in New York together. We see her with her ring and stories and with her Z necklace. And he just posted something, some event that they were at, and she was in the picture with him. So I think all is good. And I said this on Instagram, and I'll say it here. I think, like, after the show, he was trying to do the Instagram thing, like, because of the show and because of Tayshia, and be, like, you know, commenting on everything she does and Queen and Clarkie and whatever. But he's not an Instagram guy. Like, he's not Travis Barker, okay? Like, leave him alone. They're good. I have hope, and I really do hope that they work out. Turns out everything you think you know about probiotics may be wrong. You hear so much, like, probiotic in your, like, tortilla chip. No, the only thing you need to know is Seed's Daily Symbiotic, okay? You want to ease bloating? You want to fix your poop issues? Seed, you guys. Many probiotics can't even survive the trip to your gut, so it doesn't even work. But Seed's Daily Symbiotic can. I was super excited to work with Seed and be sponsored by them, mainly because my mom, who's like a health freak and knows everything there is to know, takes Seed and swears by it. So I knew that it was the real freaking deal. The Daily Symbiotic is a broad spectrum, 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. It supports benefits in and beyond the gut, including gastrointestinal, GI function, skin health, heart health, gut immune function, gut barrier integrity, and micronutrient synthesis of vitamins B9 and B12. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/notskinny to get 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed, seed.com/notskinny, and use code notskinny to get 20% off the only probiotic that you should be using in your life, okay? Seed, seed.com/notskinny. Promo code is notskinny to get 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. You guys, something else that happened this weekend while I was, you know, living my life, away on vacation, wearing my one piece because, you know, 9 months postpartum over here, and I still have my dark line going down my belly, and I just don't feel comfortable yet in a bikini, which is so not me. And I so don't, you know, like, I could literally wear a bikini. Everyone should be able to wear a bikini. Everyone can wear a bikini. Just like a personal thing where I was like, more comfortable at this point still with one piece. Also, it looks hot, whatever. So you know what I had to deal with? I had to deal with fucking Emrata on her birthday trip because God knows, of course, she's a fucking Gemini. Thanks for, like, joining our astrological sign, Emrata, as well. She was celebrating away with friends, but also with her baby. And literally, she posted a picture holding her baby by the chokehold, like a bag that you put, like, you know, that you're, like, holding nonchalantly. I don't even know, you guys. It was so wild to see, like, the baby's head was, like, literally unsupported. And the baby, I think, is still at the age where the head needs to be very supported. He should be a few months. And it was just wild to see, not only because of the unsupported head, which, like, is a whole thing on its own, but also because of the photo. The photo was of Emrata looking hot. Like, there was no need for the baby to be in the photo. She could have handed off the baby. They were in matching suits, so maybe that's what she was trying to show off. And the caption was, like, best vacation partner. Except, who are you kidding, Emrata? I was just saying a vacation with a baby is a trip, but I guess not for you because you have help. But also, like, you went to party with your friends and shake your ass on the boat, which I've seen stories that her friends posted, which is totally fine. But the baby came along, but the baby is not the biggest part of the trip. And the baby shouldn't have even been in that picture because you were barely holding the baby. And what was so wild is, like, she knew she was going to get shit for the way she was holding the baby, but she didn't give a fuck. So she just literally disabled comments and was like, I don't give a shit that it looks like I'm holding my baby weird. I came out really hot in this pic. But you know what, Emrata? You're going to look hot in every single pic. Like, every single pic that you take, you'll look good in. Like, you didn't have to post that one. Like, other people, yeah, like, one photo, like you're like, I need to post it. I don't care that Hub's eyes are closed. I don't care that, you know, Noah's naked in the back. Like, don't care. No, like you'll look fine in another picture. You didn't have to post that, but she wanted to because that was that important to her. She knew she would get shit. She disabled comments and it was just wild. Then we saw that she actually held her dog like the same exact way like a year ago. I don't know. So her hold is weird. She needs like to take a holding class. I don't know. I've never held Noah like that. And we all know people that are moms, like, we know, like, you hold your baby in the weirdest ways, like over your shoulder, like under, like tucked under your armpit, like all this kind of shit. But like the way she was holding the baby, never held the baby just seems like an accessory to her bod. And the most baffling and the most mind-boggling thing about it is like she keeps on saying she, you know, that she don't reduce her to a body. I mean, she doesn't say that. Somebody annoying on Instagram said it, but she doesn't want to be reduced to a body, except like all she posts is her body, which is like great, but like don't then be like my body. Like, what do you, like, we get it. You're also a writer. You're also a philosopher, activist that, you know, contradicts yourself every day. But anyway, she's a riot. I, you know, am just in awe of her content. I'm in awe of her content. And it's, for me, like personally, as long as, you know, the baby's safe, it's mostly amusing. Like, obviously, I have no ill feelings towards her, but it's so wild to me how so many people kind of agree with me. Like, if I told you my DMs from so many celebs and so many people, like, in the industry who are like, oh, my God, like, she's the worst and shit like that. I'm like, wow, she really doesn't have, like, a good rep, except she's really close with Amy Schumer, which kind of makes an issue because Amy Schumer is really close with Jennifer Lawrence, and Jennifer Lawrence is married to Cook Maroney, who I think is the guy that owns the nude of hers that was sold by someone else that isn't her, that she then had the whole owning her image thing. So anyway, there's bad blood there. We forgot to talk about the fact that Gap's collab with Kanye had their first debut of a blue puffer in June. Not so sure about the timing. Kind of wild. It sold out, I think, and it's ugly. So I don't know. It was $200. But literally anything he does, like anything he fucking does, like just works. And Gap committed fully. They deleted all of their Instagram. They changed the like profile pic on Instagram to Yeezy. So they're in it to win it. They're like, we're with Kanye till the end. Speaking of Kanye, you guys, breaking fucking news. Him and Irina Shayk were seen together celebrating his B-Day in fucking Paris. Oh my fucking God. Demois posted, I'm always like shocked that Demois like tips that she gets that sound the most like, oh, what? Like we haven't seen anything about, we don't know anything, like turn out to be true. Like Irina and Kanye out of the blue together in Paris, they seem to be more than friends. I mean, honestly, not friends, right, you guys? So fuck, like how does Kim feel? What there should their couple name be? Should it be Karina or Irene? Anyway, he looks really, really happy. So I'm like happy for him, but I'm also kind of like, you know, Kim's my OG. So like, how does Kim feel? It's kind of freaking shocking. Also, J-Lo, another tip that Demois got that I guess that was Bennifer because it was like, who's an A-lister that is looking at schools at the same school as her for her kids that her boyfriend's kids go to. She's really trying to get them in at the last moment. I was like, oh my God, it's totally Jennifer for, you know, Ben Affleck wanting her kids to go where Ben Affleck and Jen Garner's kids go. And it is. It looks like she from Miami is gonna, you know, live in LA maybe half of the time, but she's definitely looking to be closer to Ben, which is wild. I know so many people think it's a PR stunt because to kind of get the heat off like the A-Rod situation to maybe spin the narrative that he like didn't fucking fuck her over and, you know, disrespect the queen that is J-Lo by Instagram DMing a bunch of blonde reality stars or just blondes. But yeah, speaking of PR stunt, a Variety article just came out that Armie Hammer is in rehab for a week already. That screams a little PR stunt to me. Like, he's off the drugs and he's like, fuck, like the past few months were a blur. I need to do some damage control, like enter rehab. So it says he's supported by his wife, Elizabeth Chambers, which is, she's so fucking sweet. I really wish that woman all the best. She's been through so much. And wonder, you know, he was doing drugs. We've seen it. Like, I don't know if you guys remember somehow the Daily Mail. I think he was posting like videos of him doing like crystal meth or like something equivalent to that on his like, do you remember on his like Finsta, like Destructo 86. Oh my God, what a time to be alive that was, you guys. It took me fucking back. So fucking wild. Anyway, so we'll see if like Armie Hammer will be resurrected or like what the fuck is going to happen, you know, if he's going to be able to make a comeback, what's going to happen with the allegations against him. I don't know, guys. Holly fucking weird. Anyway, you guys, thank you for listening. I love you so much. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, review, follow on Instagram if you don't. Tune in every Tuesday and peace out. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.